right. I don't have a name for it, but all right. Do you ever wonder what the dark do alone? When all of the black makeup and clothes have been stripped as they lay down to sleep? Within that perfect breath where my mind lay beside me, I wondered how to live a life in the rain. Always a bucket perched on top of these stained ideas. Forever your eyes will hold my death. As trees blow secrets to each other, I sit on my knees in front of my mirror, screaming at my reflection, blank tears of frustration flowing. I'm crouched and hopeless, bared down with the things I want to do. I tried so hard to fake this in the moment that I gave my heart away. Roped in chain, holding hands with the ceiling I hang from, with one thought and one notion sprinkling down from this turning pendulum. But it doesn't matter. No one knows. No one sees. No one cares. I pour my soul out, no one fucking blinks. I shatter this mask and I can never go back. I'll crawl away if I have to. Strung out and collapsed in this delirium from hell, hold only the neck and every minute sink farther towards this expiration by piano wire. It cuts through everything, even the pain itself. The colors are all running off of me as I twist and turn in internal struggle. I see myself as a watercolored painting, bleeding away what's left of my brightness. My ink-blotted accusations drown me as I swim away, a black figure in a sea of color. I'm washed upon the shore of this empty parking lot that has become the lake I've fallen into, returning only to my mind. The color fades from my skin like the evaporation of the grass all around, just ashes from another fire. This world is suffocating in essence, in beauty, and in pain. I'm out of breath, I'm out of sight, caught repeating yesterday, it has a hold of me, I'm suffocating. Can anyone tell I'm dying in suffocation? Dizziness inside, no source of pain to reveal a wound without a cause. Fingerprinted targets appear on the back of the backs of those I see. The lights on this stage flicker, and I begin to die, unanswered by the breeze and believing wind is speaking to me. I visit the graveyard within my head, viewing the tombstones of the lost ideas, loves, past identities, and thoughts. It is within this soul that the true darkness lies. It is within this body that it hides so well. It's time again for me to be at the end of myself. Can I play you these songs in my head? They tell stories of magic, cut contrastingly back to the bone-dried ballrooms. My world is a description to fallacies and the walking dead of the things I have lost or my peers. It's a place where static rules the skies, an unchanging world. Tree limbs, tea leaves, and my tears fall upward in tribute. My heart contracted again with the film of my own heartbreak. It's funny, in a not so comical way, how each love feels different, but yet every heartbreak feels the same. I rake my fingernails down this hallway in an attempt to prove myself wrong. I kick at the wind and scream for it to leave me alone or else plead with it to take me with it. It's mesmerizing and hypnotizing when paint chips fall from the ceiling like snow, making my world even more surreal. It's this place where knives are hung from the ceiling. My waking state is useless except for my motor skills because it is my subconscious that lives for me. And I sit bald and chained to the corner of my mind, crying out for someone to notice. I'm never in control. I've been possessed by this force that whispers to me death on its breath in this dark of my barless prison where I sit, cold and naked as music dies. I don't watch it or feel it anymore. I want to move through it, and I want to become it.